The party which opposes the governor usually is the first to suggest changes to Wisconsin's powerful veto, and that's how it went this time around. Republicans quickly proposed amending the Constitution after Democrat Jim Doyle gave more money to public schools and took funds from nursing homes. But now a Democrat also wants to limit the veto power of Wisconsin's head of state, not necessarily this particular governor, the person sworn in 6 years from now. The proposal Spencer Black has in mind comes from a bipartisan committee which aimed to improve the state's finances.
What I'm trying to do is move this question beyond the political game playing and the partisanship that has characterized it for three decades.
Republicans say they might undo the current budget vetoes with an override, but an aide to the Assembly Speaker, John Gard, notes the hurdle is high. Bob Delaporte says, nevertheless, Republicans will try to muster the necessary two-thirds vote. To get it, they need a half-dozen Democrats to vote against the governor.
I'm not optimistic, so don't anticipate that we'll be able to pull six votes over, but we're going to try.
Majority Republicans are also considering a lawsuit, but the Attorney General has advised the governor's veto power would probably survive a court test. Republicans are getting other opinions before deciding whether to mount a court challenge. Shameen Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.